This is News Talk.
Well, a really striking figure on the front of the Irish Times, which you heard about in our news at 6 o'clock, 1 million COVID-19 deaths. And the graphic on the front of the Irish Times goes through the countries with the most amount of deaths, the United States with just shy, it's probably now, unfortunately, 205,000 people who've died. And of course, all the warnings are that the real figure is probably much, much higher. The main story in the Irish Times is obviously to do with COVID-19. People should prepare for another 6 months of COVID-19 restrictions, including repeated waves of the virus. Dr. Ronan Glynn last night saying there'll be no going back to normal after the current surge in cases has been handled, and there will be no significant game changer like a vaccine to relieve matters for the next 6 months. Kind of one of the first times that we're setting out our stall here for the next 6 months and realising things ain't going to change from the way they are. And obviously there's a lot of concern about that, but it is important that we get some reality too. And it does raise the whole question mark of people, you know, going home for Christmas, seeing maybe elderly relatives at Christmas. I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but when you hear there's no game changer coming, the cavalry isn't coming just yet. Unfortunately, this is at least the next 6 months. Paul Reid talking to the Oireachtas Special Committee on COVID-19 later, the Irish Times says that he's going to warn of a difficult winter season coupled with a resurgence in COVID-19 is the worst possible scenario for our health services. Irish Independent, rolling lockdowns a way of life for up to 9 months. So not 6 months, 9 months. Eilish O'Regan telling us the Ireland is at the mercy of on-off lockdowns for at least another 9 months as Cork, Galway, Monaghan and Roscommon are now suffering a rise in COVID-19 cases. Cork continues to be the county on the top of the danger list for level 3 shutdowns as the spread of the virus continues, partly fuelled by outbreaks in pubs and restaurants, which we know the Restaurants Association ain't happy about them being branded as the problem, and they want more information from NPHET as to why you're saying these cases are linked to pubs and restaurants. Kildare and Louth, as the Independent says, that are also on shaky ground and could go either way in the coming days. Front page of the Examiner too, talking about Cork and the worries there that it's next on the list after Donegal and Dublin. I'll give you some positive COVID-19 news. This comes from The Guardian, which tells us that COVID-19 tests that yield on-the-spot results in 15 to 30 minutes are about to be rolled out across the world. And you know what? This is a game changer. I know we hear there's no game changers really. This is a game changer when you consider things like travel and workplaces. If you can have a test within 15 minutes that gives you the result within 15 minutes or half an hour, that is hugely significant. And as The Guardian says here, it could save many thousands of lives and slow the pandemic in both poor and rich countries. This test would cost around $5. And the tests, which look like a pregnancy test, they've two blue lines displayed for positive and they'd be read by a health worker. One test has received emergency approval from the World Health Organization and the other is expected to get it shortly. So look, that's a positive at least. It's not a vaccine, but it is a rapid test that you wouldn't have to wait days for. Irish Daily Mail, warning on COVID threat to pubs. It's feared restaurateurs and publicans could face further shutdowns after it emerged that 1 in 5 recent COVID-19 cases in Cork were linked to social settings like bars and restaurants. That's the front of the Daily Mail. Irish Daily Mirror takes a different tack. Homeowners are facing a tsunami of evictions after bankers ruled out more mortgage breaks to help thousands struggling. The top 5 lenders told the government they wouldn't extend the payment freezes being used by 37,000 families beyond tomorrow. And we have this sort of weird situation where ministers go and meet the bankers yesterday and they say, look, we really think that you should be helping even more people who are struggling because of the pandemic, struggling with their mortgage breaks. And the banks go, yeah, yeah, Minister, we will. And then the banks are allowed, you know, in some way, do what they like. In fairness to them, they say they'll do it on a case-by-case basis. They'll consider all the circumstances surrounding why someone would need a payment break on their mortgage and they'll assess. But it's just amazing that ministers have to sort of plead with banks to do this. The Herald, if you're on Twitter, you'll probably have seen this story. It's quite extraordinary. This is about MEP Luke Ming Flanagan, and he's insisted that hackers are to blame for a late night Twitter post about naked photos of a fellow politician. The Luke Ming Flanagan's account tweeted, Saoirse McHugh, Saoirse spelt wrong, Saoirse McHugh photo skinny dipping. This was at 10 to 3 in the morning, Monday morning, in reference to former Green Party candidate Saoirse McHugh. The post has since been deleted, and Luke Ming Flanagan yesterday saying that his account was compromised. Some nasty people out there, mind yourselves. Not the first time this has happened to a politician, where they say that their account has been hacked. And it's kind of a thing that can happen sometimes as well with people, where instead of searching for something on Twitter, it comes up as a tweet. And Luke Ming Flanagan saying that's not the case in his case, that hackers got into his account very late Monday night into Tuesday morning, or Monday morning, 10 to 3, and were searching for pictures of Saoirse McHugh skinny dipping. Right, move on to the Irish Times. Ministers may delay assisted dying bill. This is a really interesting story on the front of the Irish Times. As you'll be aware, there is a Dying with Dignity bill coming before the Dáil. Lots of talk about the amount of support it's going to get. Also questions over whether all political parties will get a free vote, so TDs, the whip wouldn't apply to TDs. Now the Irish Times says that ministers are this morning going to discuss delaying the bill to allow a special Oireachtas committee to consider the issue instead. The bill would allow people with a terminal illness to be helped to end their lives. Jean O'Kenny's proposing it. It's been heavily supported by people like Vicky Phelan, also Tom Curran, the partner of the late Mary Fleming. And the bill is due to come before the Dáil on Thursday, and it would be voted on next week. But now discussions are continuing between the three government parties, and sources have told the Irish Times that they're likely to decide against proposing it, or sorry, they're likely to decide against postponing it for a year. But instead of allowing the vote to happen next week, they would ask a special Oireachtas committee to hold hearings on the issue. And we also understand one other thing they're looking at is having a citizens' assembly on the issue. Of course, we have a pandemic, so you can't have 100 people in a hotel room discussing it. But maybe they'd look at, I don't know, getting them all on Zoom or something like that. Interesting to see what the reaction will be, because no matter how the government tries and sells, you know, kicking it down to an Oireachtas committee, the opposition and those who want this bill to go through will say that this is the government rowing back on this bill and delaying it. And that's the quandary that ministers face. A lot of public support for it too. Of course, many people against the idea of an assisted dying law in this country, but a lot of people for it. So expect lots of debate on this. We'll go to the Irish Examiner this morning, and they're talking about vegan foods. You may have heard of this. Labelling food as vegan doesn't guarantee the absence of animal products. The Food Safety Authority is warning that there's no legal definition of vegan. I was shocked by this. I just assumed that if something was vegan, it definitely was vegan, and that we had all the laws in place. But apparently, you can say that something's vegan, but it's not protected in EU or Irish food law, meaning that products which are labelled as such don't necessarily contain no traces of egg, milk, fish, crustaceans. Basically, vegan foods could have animal traces in them. And the FSAI said it was potentially dangerous for people to eat these vegan products in the belief they're completely free from animal-based allergens. And vegan diets are, of course, a lot more popular in this country than they were many years ago. In 2018, 4.1% of adults considered themselves to be dietary vegans. So that's about 146,000 adults. Then there's loads of people. I'm aware of a lot of people who go vegan for a while, like for weight loss and for health, that they might start in January and go vegan. I don't know, let me know what you think. Would it put you off knowing that there's no laws protecting vegan foods? Would it put you off going vegan? 53106, give me a text at a cost of 30 cent. We'll go to the Telegraph now, which is a really interesting story about an airline in Japan, which is ditching the phrase ladies and gentlemen, and they'll instead use the use of gender neutral terms during in-flight and airport announcements. I have to say, it's been so long since I've been on a plane, and probably so long since you've been on a plane, that you kind of forget that this goes on. But you know, in the middle of the, or at the end of the flight, thank you for flying with us, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed your flight. You can rent a car here, give us a clap because we arrived on time, all that sort of stuff. That's now being ditched with one airline. I'm sure others, I think I remember this, that others have also gotten rid of addressing people as ladies and gentlemen. But from the 1st of October, Japan Airlines will abolish expressions that are based on two types of sex and use gender-friendly expressions such as good morning and good evening instead. It's probably less offensive to people Is it a big deal? Maybe you've strong views on it. As I say, it's so long since we've all been on the plane, or the majority of us have, that we've forgotten that this actually does go on here. Finally, to the Herald this morning. And this is about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which kind of, you know, it was huge years ago with Chris Tarrant. It had a resurgence with Jeremy Clarkson. I was watching it on Saturday night where your man won the million. He actually got easy enough questions. I mean, in fairness, he didn't use half his lifelines. He knew them all, really. But there's a survey out of who you would use as your phone a friend. And it turns out that the comedian Dara O'Brien has come out as the top choice celebrity Irish people would choose as their phone a friend lifeline. Isn't he an astrophysicist or something? He's very, very intelligent. Anyway, he's number one for phone a friend, followed by President Michael D. Higgins, then TV star Graham Norton, and then the acting chief medical officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn. Isn't it amazing? You know, I don't mean to be rude to Ronan Glynn, but probably not a lot of people have heard of him a year ago. And now he's classed as a celebrity in this country. And he's the number four celebrity that people would ring as their phone a friend. Kerry TD Michael Healy-Ray was the bottom of the list, followed by Eamon Dunphy, Catherine Thomas and Joe Brawley. Unfortunately, they didn't make the cut as the top quiz team choices. Have a think about it. Who would you choose as your phone a friend? I have to say, I'm not using any of those. I'm actually going to use Gavin Riley. You'll know Gavin from News Talk and also from Virgin Media News. Gavin knows everything, absolutely everything. He defo. And actually, it's funny, I thought of this the other night while watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Who would I have as a phone a friend? And Gavin was definitely up there. But there we go. Dara O'Brien, Michael D. Higgins and Graham Norton and Ronan Glynn. They're the top four. If you have any views on that or any of the stories in the papers, feel free to get in touch. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents or tweet us at BreakfastNT. Those are the stories making the headlines in today's papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is News Talk.